patient's name is Gloria Contreras Ilapando. First name Gloria, last name Contreras hyphen Villalpando. Date of birth is 9/9/1985. Date of service is 4/20/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner, history of present illness. 36-year-old female. Presents to the clinic for a follow-up of her workman's comp incident that did happen back in March. Patient was struck in the face multiple times by an aggressive student. She was evaluated in the clinic and had a two-view x-ray of sinus cavities performed, and the doctor found a possible nasal fracture. She is still having pain, but she does not want to take any medicine because she already takes several prescribed medications. Allergies, no drug allergies. Current med was discussed with patients placed in chart. Medical history, hypertension, diabetes, depression, anxiety, ADHD, a cyst on her breast, anemia, and rheumatoid arthritis. Surgical history, tubal ligation, social history denies. Drugs, DTOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 117 over 80, heart rate 108, respiratory 18, temp 98.3, O2 100. She weighs 150 pounds. Physical exam, general. She's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. She does have tenderness and pressure to her frontal, ethmoid, and maxillary sinuses. No erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes, intact neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2. Tachycardia, respirations even in labor, clear auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment implant number 1, facial trauma. Patient will be given a script for Augment to take twice a day for 10 days, and we did assure that she does have a follow-up appointment with spring imaging to get a CAT scan of her facial bones, which is scheduled sometime in May, the beginning of May. So I did schedule the patient for a follow-up appointment on May 10th to discuss those results and see if she does need follow-up with ENT. Patient will take Tylenol for pain if she has any worsening of condition. She'll return to the clinic for further evaluation and further testing. She agrees with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.